We're all familiar with the NFL draft. We've been anticipating this coming weekend for a long time, not just around the draft, but all the stuff that goes on with it. And partly the draft is cool because in Detroit, because it's the whole state that gets involved. I mean, even if you live far away, you're going to feel maybe some residual effect. And there's all these side events and things going on. Joining us now is Brittany Hill. This is part of this whole let's grow Michigan effort. My homecoming tailgate's happening Friday. Let's see what that's about. Hey, Brittany, how are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm all right. So, yeah, a lot of side events besides the draft itself. I wonder if there are people who will go to all these different events and things and never even go to the draft. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Never even worry about it.
Which is quite possible.
Yeah. So you've got a tailgate party going on. There's going to be musicians and fun and celebrities. Tell me about this. This is a Friday, right?
Yeah. So this Friday, April 26th, from 2 to 6 p.m., we're going to be hosting an afternoon of what we're calling Michigan Magic, which is going to be an opportunity for folks who are visiting in town for the NFL draft or who might be residents of Michigan to come and experience all of the great things Michigan has to offer. We really want people attending the NFL draft not to just stay in Detroit this week, but to really stay in Michigan for a lifetime. That's the whole mission of Let's Grow Michigan. And that's also why we're hosting the My Homecoming Tailgate. And exactly like you mentioned, Mike, we're going to have live art by Philip Simpson. We're going to have Stu Glee performing, and we're also going to have craft food and beverages. The event is taking place at Batch Brewing Company, which is located in historic Corktown, just west of downtown, right by the corner ballpark. So we'll have a little bit of everything going on for people to really come and make themselves at home.
I'm sorry, you said Stu Glee. Should I know who that is?
He is a local performer. He is a blend of hip-hop, heavily rooted in soul music, and he's local to Detroit. So he will be there performing. We'll also have another DJ. Her name is DJ Thornstriker. She'll be performing as well. And we'll also have a special guest appearance by Lion Legend, Lomas Brown Jr., who will be stopping by too. So we'll have so much going on. Lots of people to come and experience and hang out for the afternoon and learn more about what makes Michigan such a great place to call home.
Yeah, it's a tailgate. This is what you say is Batch Brewing. Batch Brewing.
You got it.
So you're gonna have people gonna have booths and stuff too, or is this sort of just a wander around thing?
There will be a couple of booths there. We're actually going to have the Hash Detroit Top Four, who will be in town. They'll be hosting pop up shops. But really, it will be just a kind of like an event for folks to come and experience a little bit about what makes Michigan so special: community, food, live music, art, all of that good stuff.
All right. The Let's Grow Michigan campaign kind of came out of this whole, the numbers were showing that people were leaving, people weren't staying, and we were having a hard time attracting young talent. And so I get it. There's a young talent, both tech and otherwise, maybe young business owners. These are folks that we're hoping an event like the NFL draft will come to Michigan and figure out, oh, hey, there's stuff here. Because is the whole, Brittany, is the whole, what's the perception of Michigan nationwide, even regionally? It is pretty much cars. But Detroit, like people, I have friends. You talk about Detroit, and they're like, whoa, what a hole. They really will say the words.
I feel like our perception from others who view Michigan might be that we're old and cold. And what Let's Grow Michigan is really trying to do is change the narrative so that folks know that we're actually innovative and creative. We have so much to offer here in Michigan. And so the Let's Grow Michigan campaign was kind of born out of this. And it's spearheaded by the state and the nation's first chief growth officer, Hillary Doe. And so we're focused on raising awareness to reverse population trends with talent attraction and retention efforts, and really engaging the public in the campaign to grow Michigan while also telling our story as a great place to call home.
I like it. You got a lot of swag. You're probably going to be the chief executrix in charge of swag,
yes.
Man. Oh, boy.
We will have have, that's one other thing I forgot to mention, Mike. We'll also have a digital swag bag for folks who attend the tailgate event, where they can scan a QR code, and there's going to be discounts from businesses all across the entire state of Michigan who want to participate in big events just like this to really showcase how cool Michigan is and all of the great things it has to offer. So definitely come by and check that out. Just lots of giveaways and just a lot of different types of elements to just showcase the different options here in Michigan and what we have to offer. So
I wonder what the ratio of new people outside of the state is going to be.
Yeah.
Even at your event, at Michigan Homecoming. Yeah. Are you saying Michigan or are you saying my homecoming tailgate?
We're saying my homecoming, but it's a play on the symbol for Michigan, MI. So,
right.
Yeah, kind of interchangeable. But yeah, homecoming tailgate.
I wonder what the ratio is going to be for people outside of Michigan here for the draft, of course, but we'll come to this event versus folks who are already here going like, hey, cool, we get some swag, we give a fun party. You're hoping for people outside, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I think, too, you know, Detroit is close to Ohio and Indiana, and so we might get some people from those states who live nearby or who just want to come check it out. I think, like you said in the beginning, all across Michigan, too, there might be some folks who just want to come and see, like, what's going on over there, check it out. I think, too, Mike, there will be enough for folks to go experience if they don't wind up going to any of the actual, like, NFL, you know, draft events or, like, you know, inside, if you will. But I think there will be lots of folks to come and experience, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Some people, I think, are just coming for the side events. This is one of them. My homecoming tailgate this Friday from 2 to 6 at a place called Batch Brewing, which is on Porter Street in Detroit.
Yep.
Okay.
You got it.
Inside, outside, both?
It'll be outside, but it'll be covered by a tent. And, oh, one other thing I wanted to mention, Mike. Feel free to bring your pets if you want to bring your dog. It's family-friendly. It's free. Pets are welcome. Feel free to bring your dogs if you want.
You've never met my dogs. I mean, you would go, you can bring the Golden, leave the Bernice there. He's a little nuts. You would say that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we're supposed to be welcome at the tailgate, so.
All right. We're looking forward to it. Hey, Brittany, thanks a lot. We'll chat this up here a little bit. My homecoming tailgate is part of the, I know it's a part of the NFL draft, but it's one of these side events.
Yeah.
So I guess you could say you're part of the draft, I guess. The whole town is kind of gearing up, huh?
And I'll also say too, Mike, if anybody wants to follow along or is looking for a little bit more information, you can follow Let's Grow Michigan on social media at Let's Grow MI. And we're posting all of the things that we'll be up to this weekend and beyond. So go check that out.
All right, we'll do so. Brittany Hill, ladies and gentlemen, there she goes. All right, I know you got a busy schedule, and we appreciate your time here this morning, Brittany. Have a great day.
Thank you so much,
Mike.
Thank you.
Hey, bye. 1320 WILS.